Well. I heard the stories about werewolves, of course, but good lord, look at you. You are terrifying. We vampires, we are pretty strong, but you are on another level entirely. If I didn't have you all wrapped around my little finger, I would have hightailed it out of here right now. So, how do you like your new form? Can you still, are you doing all right? Hey, easy. It's me. Calm down. Relax. Oh, fuck. Did you break my... Down, boy. Down. You had me worried there for a moment. But I can see that you felt that. That you haven't entirely broken free from my control after all. Snarling at me, are you? Oh, I am going to enjoy bringing you to heel. Did you seriously just swing at me? You beast! Too slow. Even a human could have dodged that one. What's the matter? Body feeling a little sluggish? Mind growing a little dim? Good. Not so steady on your feet now, are you? Or should I say your paws? Was that supposed to hit me? Just give up. You're only embarrassing yourself now. Such a curious expression on your face. So you can feel more than blind rage. Is that fear I see? Are you starting to realize how utterly fucked you are? Come now, pet. Where is that vaunted werewolf aggression? You are so eager to get your claws on me before. Surely you can't be trying to back away from me now, huh? I suppose I will have to come to you, then. You can't escape me, pet. You are mine. Careful there, your knees are buckling. Is it hard to remain standing, pet? That's alright. You can just kneel. Good boy. Drop for me. Are you doing alright? Are your eyes having a little bit of trouble focusing? Oh, pet. Let me help you. Look. Look here. Right in front of you. Focus. Can you see it? Those are my fingers. And you know what happens when I snap them. I can't believe you are still managing to cling on to consciousness. You really are impressively tenacious. But between werewolf brawn and centuries-old vampire cunning, it's obvious which is superior. Although, I will be the first to admit that. Please let me entrance you. I will help you, honest. Was the most ingenious plot I've ever came up with. But hey, you cannot argue with the result. Not much going on anymore in that empty little mind of yours, is there? I'd better end this before you drool all over my floor. Let me just take a hold of your muzzle and tilt your head up, up, up. Yes, there you are. Look me in the eye. Good boy. Now drop.
Okay. Where are you? Ah, oh, there you are.
Did you have a nice nap? Pet? What's wrong? Are you breaking free again? Oh, pet, you look like you're in pain. Come, let me help you. Look into my eyes. Come now, pet, don't be so stubborn. Look into my eyes. I know you can do it. Look into my eyes, pet. Aw, let me just cup. Ah! No. You should not growl at your mistress. I didn't realize you were so confused. It's alright. I won't touch you. Just listen to my voice then. I will explain things to you. I'm your mistress, pet. You submit to me. You obey me. You remember, don't you? I am your mistress, and you obey. Oh, my poor little pet, don't growl. You must be suffering in some kind of delirium. It's all right. I can help you, but you have to look into my eyes. You do remember looking into my eyes, don't you? My pretty, pretty eyes. Ah, yes, you remember them. You remember how my eyes make you feel. You're imagining them right now, aren't you? My gorgeous, enthralling eyes. Think about how good it feels to lose yourself in them. Yes. My eyes make you feel so calm. So relaxed. So pleasantly blank and docile. So compliant. It's a wonderful feeling, isn't it? And that's just the memory of my eyes. I can make you feel so much better still. Just look into my eyes, pet. Look into my eyes. Yes. There we go. Look into my eyes. Look deeply into my eyes. Submit. Obey. You really are high maintenance, aren't you? That's twice now that you nearly slipped out of your leash. I promise you, there won't be a third time. You won't even understand what freedom means when I am through with you. Kneel. Get on your knees. Good boy. There's that delicious cock of yours. I'm so glad to see that part of you hasn't changed. It's perfect just the way it is. And already so hard and throbbing. If only I didn't have to keep eye contact with you. Well, let's find out how dexterous those paws of yours are then. Hold out your hand. And spit. Or, you know, just drool into it. I don't care. Eyes on mine now. Good boy. Go on. Grab that beautiful cock of yours. Get it all nice and wet for me. Yes, there you go. Now stroke. Look into my eyes and stroke. I'm going to have you come out every last trace of resistance. If you want to behave like a mindless animal, I will show you what that really means, to be mindless. Keep looking into my eyes. Keep stroking. All that muscle. All that strength. And yet, look at you. Helplessly jacking yourself off. Stroking your mind away. Fuck me, that's hot. A werewolf. Just putty in my hands. Completely in my power. Completely in my thrall. A slave to my will. Look into my eyes, puppy dog. Deeper. Listen. And obey me. keep stroking. You do what I tell you to do. You think what I tell you to think. You submit and you obey. You are mine. You are my pet. You want to please me and you want to make me happy. I am your everything. Your mistress. Your owner. You're about to come, aren't you? Then I'd better let you, my good boy. Go on. Come. Come on. Be a good boy for me. Come. Come for me. Come. Oh, good boy. Now look deeply into my eyes. Listen and obey. Who's a good boy? You are. Yes, you are. Look at you. So calm and relaxed without a care in the world. So happy and content. My gentle giant, my very own domesticated werewolf, my pet. You won't stay like this, you know. You'll return to your senses in the morning. But for now, you can just be my lovable pet, my good boy. Come on, rest your head on my lap. Let me scratch behind your ears. Yes, you like that, don't you? Yes. Yes, you do. You big furball, you. I could get used to this. You should lose control more often. I'd love an excuse to do this again. Maybe we should have a little chat about it once you're back to being yourself. Although, maybe I should just do most of the talking. You can do the listening. I'm so glad you decided to stay with me. And not just because it's much easier to control you when you think you have a choice. But you should go to sleep, pet. You had an exciting night. Go to sleep. Good boy.